broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for March 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2 and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We talked about Trump releasing a $1.1 trillion budget. They say it's massive cuts everywhere, except for the border wall and defense or military spending. And the good news is the Trump budget proposes entirely eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts. Good for Donald. I hope the Republicans deliver yesterday on that promise. And Donald Trump masterfully played Rachel Maddow. That was kind of fun to watch. Joe Biden literally comes to the defense of Donald Trump and says, quote, he deserves the chance to govern. So now I say the conservatives need to all say, whenever a liberal has a complaint, a criticism, or wants somebody on the Trump staff or Trump, somebody in the Trump administration, you know, they ask a hard question or whatever, it's like, go ask Joe. Because Joe Biden can then say, you know, he deserves a chance to govern, and, you know, there you go. Trump using Detroit as stage for loosening Obama's fuel economy mandates. That's great news that Donald said he was going to deregulate. It was a campaign promise. He's doing it at every turn. Will the Republicans back him is the only question left. We pray the answer is yes. All right, Mickey D's, Kurt, whether you like McDonald's or not, whether you think it's junk food or good food, it is irrelevant in this case. We bring it up for a good news piece, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. And by the way, you know, typically, at least I've been told, you can get a burger cooked in like 17 seconds there. So they do provide them quickly. But anyway, back to this story. The headline reads, a McDonald's employee jumps out drive-through window to save police officer. Amber Randall is the author. It's from the dailycaller.com. And it says, a McDonald's employee saved the life of a Miami, Florida police officer by jumping out the drive-through window. Now, that's got to be kind of tricky. Wouldn't you just run out the door? But anyway, that's just was my feeling. Pedro Villoria, the employee, noticed something odd when the off-duty officer and the two children pulled up to receive their order. That's what ABC News reported as well. Valoria said the officer seemed to have trouble breathing when she came to the drive-through window to grab her food. You know, she wasn't eating yet, by the way. She was just going to grab her food. The guy said, in that moment, I thought I'd rather save that woman's life. That's what he told WPLG. He said, I see she's like inflating her neck, like trying to breathe, like awe. And basically, I thought something was going wrong. Yeah, good point. Then I guess the surveillance video showed the car pulling away and running into the media. Yeah, have a little, or the median, not the media. Police officer was unconscious at the time. Her kids were screaming, mother, mother. Well, that's amazing. They're saying mother. Stop it. Mother, what are you doing? Valoria, that's what the McDonald's employee said. The guy quickly jumped out the window and raced over to the car. He ordered the children to call 911. I guess they all had a phone. While he headed back to the restaurant to get more help, a firefighter entered the McDonald's as Valoria was looking for more help. Well, that's lucky. The off-duty firefighter performed CPR and used an automated external defibrillator machine to bring the woman back. He must have had one of those in his back pocket. Quote, I thought if these kids lose their mother today, that's going to be tragic. Valoria said. It is what a hero does. If I needed to die to save that woman, I would have done it. I guess he's talking about jumping out the window. McDonald's praised their employee for his quick thinking in rescuing the officer. I think I speak for our McDonald's family when I say how proud we are of Pedro. He is an excellent employee, so it didn't surprise me that he took immediate action and jumped through a window to help save this woman. The company said that in a statement.
So well, and all I can tell you is it's good news. It's saving life. It's a pro-life story. It's about the cops and people getting along. It's about people serving one another. It's about bringing people together, not apart. It's about an act of love, and it's about an emergency situation gone right. You know, there's all kinds of things to love about this piece, Kurt.
That is right, Sam.
All right. Anyway, got to move from a good story to a bad story, though, Kurt.
All right.
All right. The headline is that there's a wrongful death lawsuit filed, Kurt.
Okay.
And it's filed by a husband. I guess this lady, her name is Wanda Hallbrook.
Okay.
And Wanda Hallbrook is in a class all her own, in a male-dominated robotics technician field. She's in kind of a class or a league all her own, they say, Kurt.
All right.
And this lady's 57. She has children and grandchildren and everything, and she works in this robotics thing for these it's at the Sprawling Auto Parts Factory is where she's at in Michigan, okay?
Yeah.
And she is very good at figuring out what's going wrong with robots and fixes them and everything. She's a robot technician. Well, anyway, she was in her area working, and somehow a robot went off the reservation, not doing what it's supposed to, and it entered her space, tried to insert something into a fixture, and hit her in the head and killed her.
Oh.
So she's dead. And I guess the husband now is suing five robotics companies in a wrongful death lawsuit saying, hey, we feel like we got to do something so this never happens to anybody else's family. It's horrible. I agree with that. But when we believe that robots are going to take over every industry, Kurt, I think a couple things like this might, you know, make people think twice. Mm-hmm. So this robot just, you know, got confused or I don't know, you know, the programming was off or whatever, and it got in the wrong space, or it thought it was somewhere that it wasn't, or it, you know, thought it was supposed to do something that it shouldn't or whatever. And anyway, the robot just killed her.
Wow.
Lawsuit filed. Defective robot killed woman.
Yeah. Ouch.
Sad to hear. I bring that up, though, just because everybody wants you to believe that robots are just taking over today.
Well, they get rid of people.
Well, they are.
Right,
but
because they got rid of this lady, you know. I mean, that's what they're going to point out, you know. You know, look, they killed somebody, you know. And I think, you know, this was an accident. It wasn't a robot killing anything. It just,
yeah, good point.
Just somebody got hurt pretty bad.
Yeah. Anyway, I bring it all up, though, is that I understand the value of automation. But we need to be very careful when we, you know, put people and robots together in close quarters, especially robots that are powerful and do these tasks, you know, et cetera. This will be used, though, I'm sure, to say we got to increase the EPA, not decrease it, Donald. So beware of that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Amazon is in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. Now, you remember how, you know, we've talked many times about, you know, our jobs going to the Chinese. Well, now the headline says Amazon is going to kill more American jobs than China did. I think this is one of your disruptive technology stories, Sam, because it says at current growth rates, Amazon would have annual revenue of $500 billion in 5 years. As traditional retailers close stores and dismiss workers, shopping at the mall will make less and less sense. Now, they don't say that this will eliminate shoplifting, but, you know, that's what I see. They say there's not much retailers like Macy's, The Gap, and they list all these ones. Best Buy, Barnes & Noble can do about it. I guess Barnes & Noble was up a little bit, but everybody else is down. Their business will be much, much smaller, and now that Amazon is getting serious about groceries, even Walmart is threatened. They say, although retailers have been laying off workers, they probably aren't laying off enough, considering how quickly their sales are eroding. While sales fell, they talk about it, but, you know, in the end, what I want to ask you, Sam, is, as you see it, is basically, is America doomed because of Amazon's, prosperization, I guess you could say.
When we come back, I'm going to reject the whole narrative, Kurt. In seconds. Sure.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Do you have more on the story before I go off on this piece, Kurt?
Well, I'll give you just a little more detail. You know, they say retail workers are threatened by Amazon. They say Amazon's a grave threat. Just ask the 10,100 workers who are losing their jobs at Macy's, or the 4,000 at the Limited, or the thousands of workers at Sears, and Kmart, which just announced 150 stores will be closing, or the 125,000 retail workers who've been laid off over the past 2 years. You know, and they talk about basically Amazon's increases and, you know, these other ones going away. But they do say that, hey, the 11.4 million restaurant jobs are safe because people still like going out to eat and someone has to cook and wash the dishes.
By the way, we'll get into that, but not.
It says 1.3 million working at car dealerships probably won't be affected anytime soon. Neither will the 925,000 at gas stations or the 1.1 million working at building material store, because they say you won't buy a new car or a gallon of gas or 50 sheets of drywall online. Yeah. But anyway, you know, I just think it's kind of interesting, these guys picking on Amazon, in my opinion. And
So let me just take on this whole narrative. And again, you know, I brought up this issue when it came to, you know, radio or your phone. What does that mean? If you're listening to me on the internet, are you listening to the radio? Not literally, because the radio was this wireless thing that, you know, it was years ago. It's not the internet, right? And so, or your phone, you know, are you listening to me on your phone via data? If so, you're not using radio at all, and you're not really even using a phone at all because you're not dialing up with a hard wire or anything else. What do all these words mean? The reason I bring it up is they say that you're not going to buy gas online, Kurt. But I got a question. What if they get an internet-capable online gas pump and you walk up there, buddy, and you put in your PayPal credentials via Bluetooth or something like that from your phone or your digital wallet, and you boom. Or what if it's smart enough when you get in the proximity of the pump, if you have Amazon, for instance, and it instantly logs into your Amazon account, literally connects with the gas pump securely and, you know, fills up your vehicle, and a robot can certainly, if they can, you know, make burgers at McDonald's or do all this automation, a robot could certainly take that gas pump and put it in your tank and, you know, I mean, all it would have to know is the kind of car, know where the tank is. That stuff's, you know, you can create a database of that kind of stuff with vehicles. Anytime a new car comes online, you put it in the database. So an automated robot could go ahead and pump your gas for you. And right when you got in the proximity of that thing, it could say, all right, is this Sam's car? Yes, it is. Great. Sam's cell phone's there. We're going to digital wallet-wise create a secure transaction and or, oh, yeah, he's got a Prime account and Amazon teaming up with a gas company and boom. Before you know it, they get automated with a robot, deliver my gas to my car. They could charge my whatever online. So this idea that gas attendants are safe because you're not going to be buying your gas online is bogus. It will happen. Write it down. But if you believe it's going to happen in a year or two, you're all sadly mistaken as well. This stuff will take a while to happen. Even the best technologies take time. You know, we got into radio in 92 or something like that, 91 or whatever. By 96, we had purchased our own station, etc. And even back in the early 90s, when I was playing on the internet and most people didn't even have an email address, they didn't even know what the internet was, I was like, look, eventually you're not even going to need a radio station. You're just going to, you know, have your radio online and you're going to be able to listen to it live and on demand. And people kind of laughed at me and they're like, uh-huh. And it took 20 years plus to make happen. But it's here. It's going on. Not maybe. It's real. Okay, well, the same thing is going to be true. It's going to take longer than the people that think it's tomorrow. Oh, if you think you're going to lose your job tomorrow, they're wrong. But if you think it's not going to happen, you're also wrong. And the reality is that Amazon's getting the beating over this. But look, it's not as awful as you think. And I don't think Amazon is the job killer. That's a lie. In fact, I would look at Amazon as a job creator. But you got to think of transitions, historically speaking, to understand it, Kurt. And I might use the Industrial Revolution as my case in point. You know, everybody thought, hey, the carriage is going away. Well, the horse-drawn carriage or buggy has gone away. But don't they determine your engine and how many horses it delivers, Kurt?
Yipper.
And don't you have kind of a modern-day carriage?
And there's still a few carriages around, I mean, you know, but there's certainly.
But all I'm telling you is you got a modern day carriage and one's just supplanted the other. That's right. I agree. And the same thing will be true, whether you talk about your horse-drawn carriage versus your fossil fuel-generated carriage called Uber, just saying, or whatever, you know, is taxis, are taxis going away? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how you define good taxi. Point. If you say taxi in the traditional sense, maybe. But if Uber is a taxi service, then it's just beginning, right? And, okay, the same thing is true with your phone. You know, you might not use your phone to make landline phone calls with a long cord like you used to. And you may not even use it to dial somebody and talk to them. You might use modern technology like texting. Or Marco Polo. Do you even know what Marco Polo is, Kurt? No, don't go to your old version of Marco Polo, my friend.
That's that game you play in the water.
No, Kurt, it's an application you install on your phone.
Oh, I thought it was that guy that went overseas, like over to China.
And it's kind of like chatting, Kurt, but it's like a text, but it's video and it's audio and it's not quite real time. So if I Marco Polo you, I click a button and I instantly do a little teeny video, and then I click a button when I'm done and it saves it and sends it to you, and you see it and listen to it, and then you could do the same thing back to me. It's like a modern version of chat, but it's got not just text, it's got video and audio and everything with it. It's called Marco Polo. Anyway, you can install that thing free on your phone. And so all I'm telling you is that a phone now? If you could Marco Polo kind of text slash chat slash video and audio and whatever. It's a modern incarnation for sure. But is it a phone? And as you listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, is it a radio? Or is it your phone? Or is it a podcast? What is it? And all these terms are changing, Kurt, but the Industrial Revolution shows that what we really do is get rid of one job and we bring another job into place. So, for example, you might not work as a blacksmith, but you might work as an automation robot technician in a modern carriage plant. I mean, an auto plant, right? You might not work in the old days as a seamstress, but you might work as a Verizon salesman selling phones and Verizon service or internet service. Well, the same thing is going to be true. There's just going to be a difference in how it's all done. You might not work at Walmart, struggling to make minimum wage as a greeter. But Kurt, you might work at some of these modern capabilities. You might run a blog. You might run a team of experts that digitize things. You might work at a museum. You might, in other words, your job is changing. So I don't believe for a second that Amazon is the job killer they want you to believe. I do believe we're under a no doubt another digital revolution. And it might be like the Industrial Revolution, but more modern and different. It might happen faster. But there will still be humanoids, Kurt, and there will still be jobs, I promise you. 100 years ago, could they have thought of, or 110 years ago, 20, could they have thought of Sam Bushman delivering incredible commentary, forward-looking commentary in the digital realm, talking to you over such modern technology it wasn't even fathomable 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So is that a job? I work as an IT director for a company. We manage all of our servers and all of our infrastructure and all of our sales and our order entry system and everything else. And I manage it all in the cloud, Kurt. A word most folks didn't even know 10 years ago. At least
you do that
modern.
Even on a sunny day.
Yes, sir. I manage the cloud on sunny days as well as cloudy days.
Yes, sir.
And I do it, and I don't even think 25 years ago people could have even discussed this, what I do for a living day-to-day intelligently. So I understand there's changes underway without a doubt. Is it disruptive? Without question. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Government bureaucrats are often wrong, but never in doubt. They never explain their errors or apologize for them, even when they disrupt the lives of people who unwisely confide in them. This was demonstrated once again in the recent underwhelming winter storm in the northeastern states. For several days, government-aligned media outlets dutifully retailed grim warnings of what was described as a potentially apocalyptic onslaught. However, as the AP reports, before the first snow fell, U.S. meteorologists realized
that there was a good chance the late winter storm wasn't going to produce giant snow totals in the Northeast as predicted. But they didn't change their forecasts because they said they didn't want to confuse the public. As if confusion is what results when people are given reliable information. Officials from National Weather Service offices in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington held a conference call Monday afternoon about computer models that dramatically cut predicted snow amounts, elaborates the AP. They decided to keep the super snowy warnings on the assumption that the public might get the message that the storm was no longer a threat. The nature of the beast is that there's always uncertainty in every forecast, conceded Greg Carbon, chief of forecast operations at the Weather Prediction Center in Maryland. This is something that should be kept in mind when climate change alarmists confidently predict climate disasters in the distant future on the basis of contemporary computer models. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
They say Amazon is going to kill more American jobs than China did. I think that's a lie. I no doubt believe that modern technology, disruptive technology, is changing the game. That's without a doubt. But I don't believe it's the end of the world. Nor do I believe the Industrial Revolution destroyed humanoids. There's plenty of folks on the planet. I think there ought to be more, but I think there's a lot of us. Anyway, I bring this all up, though, because I don't believe that they're killing any jobs. I just think the job focus will be different. You got to train for a new era. You got to educate yourself. You got to understand things are moving high tech. The jobs of yesterday will not be the jobs of tomorrow. There's no question that's a fact. But I'll give you an example of some
Sam,
modern jobs.
Real quick, would you give any counsel to the people that are crying, you know, like the
I just
Macy's
gave it to them already.
I just told them
you got to think high tech and understand that the job you had yesterday will not be the job you have tomorrow. And the answer is to educate yourself and to go high tech and to think strategically about what you want to do for a living, about your capabilities, about who you are. I'll give you an example.
Yep.
Okay. In my modern day, Kurt, I use a product called Zoom, Z-O-O-M. And the website
that
is Zoom.
It used to be like a cereal, wasn't it?
I have no idea. Never eaten Zoom.
Yeah. Very good.
And I don't intend to because cereal is pretty bad for you most of the time. So
good point.
There you go. Anyway, Zoom.us is the website if you want to learn more about it. But Zoom is a video conferencing service, Kurt.
Very good.
And what you do is you buy yourself one of them digital cameras and you install that sucker on your computer.
Yeah.
Or that thing might be on your laptop already. Mm-hmm. Either way, and you can use Zoom. You run it. You connect. And you can connect a bunch of people together in a virtual meeting. And so you can have audio and video. And a bunch of people can join together. You can have text, chat, private conversations on the side. You can record it. And you can have different people take control. And what I mean by take control is pretty soon I can share my screen with you and everybody can see my screen. Or I can turn over sharing of your screen to me. You know, in other words, each person can share their screen or different people control. So you can share your screen, but then you can give me control to control your screen. And so what you've got is this incredible video service that allows for modern communication. I don't know if you call it a telephone because it's not a phone at all, but it's a video conferencing service. but it might be the modern version. They used to say you'll have a video phone pretty soon. Well, this is like video phone on steroids, Kurt. Anyway, it's got screen sharing. It's got the ability for people to vote. You got the ability to raise your hand with a little icon. You can see everybody in the conference. You can talk. You can record. You can do all these awesome things. And there's other services besides Zoom that do this. Zoom is just one of my favorite. Anyway, and we use Zoom every day in the corporate world that I'm the IT director for. Anyway, I bring this up because there's folks working at Zoom that have jobs, Kurt. And I'm telling you right now, nobody ever thought that I'd have jobs running this video conferencing service. But I don't need to travel. I don't need to get on an airline or an airplane to go somewhere. I don't need to get in my car and drive 40 miles to my office. By the way, it's about 35, 40 miles away to my office to meet with everybody. In fact, we tried to meet with everybody in person. And we find that if we want to show computer screens or software or train people to use software, it's harder to do in person than it is to do using Zoom. You say, why is that, Sam? Because if I'm in person, I got to put it up on a big old screen, or I got to have somebody looking over my shoulder on my little laptop screen, and they're sitting on the other side of the table, and then I'm trying to turn my screen around so they can see, and then it's like, okay, I need a screen for everybody and then a screen for me, or I need it on a big, huge monitor. Well, with Zoom, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, Kurt. And with Zoom, I can not only watch when somebody raises their hand, I can have somebody... I can mute everybody so the background noise isn't there. So if somebody has a side conversation or somebody walks in one of the rooms somebody's in, they can mute themselves or I can mute them and they can talk to somebody quickly and not interrupt our meeting. If it was in person, that interruption would interrupt the whole meeting. I can show my screen. I can highlight certain sections of things to draw attention for people. I can sit back and do something and show somebody how to do it. Then I can turn control over to them and they can do it and I can watch them. It's the ultimate training tool. We can record it so that then they don't need to come back to me for questions because all they got to do is watch the video of the Zoom conference that we did again several times to make sure they understand how to do something. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I use the software every single day, Kurt. For multiple meetings, small meetings, large meetings that can handle hundreds and including thousands of people. And that's providing jobs for all kinds of people.
Yeah, but you're getting rid of all those jobs of you having to drive there and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, but I'm adding jobs of all the people that now can collaborate that couldn't before.
And so you could be saving the environment, Sam. You're just an
I'm an environmentalist. Darn right. That's right. But only in the right way. I don't want government to control me, and I don't want to lie about the truth of the environment. But I do believe God gave us the green earth, and he wants us to care for it. Absolutely. And I'm all in for that. But anyway, I bring that up. Another example of a job, Kurt, is this. I don't know if you know, but there's people that are called genealogists.
I've heard of them. Those are the ones, those doctors that work on women?
No, those are gynecologists.
Oh, well, anyway, it's really kind of close.
Gyna, genealogy, too close to me. But anyway,
ologists.
They certainly care about people, both of them. Okay, so I'll go there.
Yeah.
But a genealogist, Kurt, in the old days, was very hard to come by because you had to just, like, mail a letter to somebody across the country and hopefully somebody would look through the paper records. And it just wasn't, you know, a very feasible process. It was slow and painstaking. I'm not saying it was never done, but it wasn't a hobby.
Yeah.
Now, genealogy is a hobby for Mormons, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and many other people. Worldwide, it's become kind of a desire in the hearts of people to be finding out about their heritage and their history and everything. And so there's this huge effort to get involved in genealogy, where there's genealogical experts that now use technology, and so you can hire someone who will then help you learn how to do genealogy and or do it for you. These are jobs that didn't exist, Kurt, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, they existed maybe 20 years ago, but it was painstaking. They didn't exist 50 or 100 years ago for sure.
Yeah.
So now I've just covered, with all the examples that I've given you, probably 20 or 30 or 40 different industries for job creation, Kurt. The IT industry, like I do to make a living, video conferencing industries, genealogy industries, automated gas pump industries, people now manage credit card services and manage banking in a way they've never done before. Even though a lot of it's automated, a lot of it's not. There's ways for jobs. It'll be a transition like you've never seen before, no question. It'll be shocking. You think the last 100 years were shocking, but it'll be way faster than it was in the digital revolution compared to the industrial revolution. But if you believe that humanoids are going to be extinct or gone tomorrow, you're off your rocker. If you believe that Amazon's the enemy of all people, you're crazy. Amazon's just taking the next logical step with technological disruptive advancements to the benefit of the people.
Yep.
Get out, lie, and deceive yourself and get all deranged and confused and melt down.
Do you think anybody like Walmart or anybody else is going to go ahead and come on and really take them on?
Yes, Walmart already is, and Walmart is using their online capabilities in conjunction with their stores. So you basically order something in the morning online, you can pick it up in an hour at the store. And that's by the way, cool. Where Amazon's going with their warehouses soon, too. The problem is these people don't see enough of the vision to do it faster, Kurt. And so Amazon's filling a void because Amazon's already ahead of the game. They saw the change faster and catered to it. A lot of these other companies are slow to the table because they're hesitant. They're worried about their brick and mortar. They're worried about their staffs. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of companies, Walmart being one of them, are coming to the table with innovative digital capabilities. You can shop now. I go to, I think it's Macy's or Smith's. I can't remember. One of the two. Maybe Smith's. And I can literally order online. And then I just basically text them when I'm almost there, and then I pull up and they load my car up, and I've already paid and I'm just out of there. I don't even need to go to the store anymore, Kurt. It's tremendous. Now that's a job that they never had before. See, I used to have to go in with my buggy, is what they call it in the South.
Yeah,
we call them a shopping cart. Buggy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd go in with my buggy or my shopping cart, and I'd run around the store, and I'd have to fill that cart all myself, and then I'd either go self check out or else I'd have to bag the groceries for the person that was there or whatever. Nowadays, Kurt, they got this person. Their job is to basically run around the store and gather everything according to my order. And when I pull up, they come out and deliver it and load it into my car. There's a whole entire job that wasn't there before.
They call them pickers, right, Sam?
Well, at Amazon, they call them pickers.
Yeah.
I don't know if Macy's or the grocery stores call them pickers or not.
Good point. No.
But, yeah, the point's the same. That there's a job there that there wasn't before. And so things are changing, folks, without a doubt.
By the way, Sam, I'll give you another example of some disruptive technology. It's about a product called Zoom. And it is a cereal, Sam, by the way, just in case you didn't know. And Zoom, the ingredient for Zoom is whole wheat. That's it.
Well, who the heck wants that?
And, you know, people used to buy.
People don't want that.
I mean, you can still buy whole wheat, you know, for about 7 cents a pound, at least. They say that's the current market price. But these guys at Krusty's, they sell a box of it for, you know, it's almost a pound for $2.79. So, you know, somebody's, you know, gone from that 7 cents to sell it for $2.79. So that's a disruptive technology.
Yeah, that's a marketing job that somebody's got to go ahead and make you believe you got to buy Zoom when you can just buy wheat. But I bet they add a bunch of sugar and garbage to it, don't they?
No, it just says Zoom and the ingredients are whole wheat.
So why don't you just buy whole wheat then?
Well, Sam, that'd be way too smart.
Liberty Roundtable Live. Disruption everywhere, baby.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, and things are changing fast. Target's in the tank. Boycotting Target. No more Target for me, baby. Target abruptly shuts expansion projects down amid boycott, reports the American Family Association. But Snopes continues to tell the lie of Target, Kurt. Snopes ignores the boycott success and pretends it's not happening. Somebody needs to tell that to Snopes or they'll become extinct, Kurt. Nobody cares in their lies anymore. Okay? We want news. We want the truth.
Snopes.
And we're done with Snopes lying. Bottom line is Target's abruptly shutting down their expansion plans because they're not doing very well because of the boycott, Kurt. But Snopes.com ignores the fact checking on Snopes, on boycott's success regarding Target. I'm telling you, Snopes will be gone if they're not very careful. People realize it's fake news and we're sick of it. We're done.
I'll tell you something else that's going to be gone if they're not careful, Sam. McDonald's. You know why?
Well, because of the robots?
Well, I guess that's another thing. But the headline from TheHill.com says McDonald's tweets to Trump, "You are actually a disgusting excuse of a president."
Now, I don't know why they would do that because, you know, Donald has kind of backed fast food restaurants and said that he likes to eat at those kind of places. So they're committing, in my opinion, political and financial suicide. Not because Donald will attack them, but because the people will just turn against them. It's kind of like how they tried to do that with Ivanka's goods and perfumes and such, Kurt.
That's right.
Good luck with that failed plan. I'll
tell you one reason they probably did this. The executive vice president there at McDonald's is a former Obama press secretary, Robert Gibbs, and he's the global chief communications officer at McDonald's. But bad move, I think. You know, you just don't, you don't make your customers, not just Donald Trump, but what about all those supporters of his? You don't do that, you know what I mean?
Yep, stupid. They're making a gargantuan mistake.
Move. Yeah.
Well, this is another example, Kurt, of the disruptions that take place. And again, I'm going to give some advice to these people when I'm done with the details of the story. Headline says this. Restaurants introduce labor surcharge to patrons in lieu of minimum wage increases, writes Ted Goodman. So let me get this straight. What they're saying is, look, we got it because of the forced government mandates. Mm-hmm. We got to increase minimum wage. We, the restaurants, can't afford it. We have to raise prices. We don't want to raise prices. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create a labor surcharge. So on your bill, Kurt, you're going to be, you know, harassed for a tip. You're going to pay the minimum wage. You're also going to pay a, quote,
Labor surcharge.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about this is they say, we have no choice. We got to do it. This is why Donald needs to reject minimum wages immediately. But nevertheless, they're going to go down the stuck on stupid road. And they're going to work on this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you make restaurant prices too high, I don't care if you play games like the airline industry and charge me to sit down or charge me to stand up or charge me to put on my seatbelt or charge me to a lean back fee or what, you know, you can nickel and dime me to the point of obnoxious ad nauseum. But at some point, you know what I'm going to do, Kurt?
What?
I'm going to not go to the restaurant.
Imagine that, Sam.
I'm just going to say you're too expensive. You're out of control. Yeah. I'm not doing it. So by the time restaurants put a surcharge and drive away business, and by the time they use automated robots to decrease, I'm telling you right now, this minimum wage is spelling, creating disaster in the marketplace. And I'm telling you right now, if you really want a job killer, it's not Amazon. It's
minimum wage.
Minimum wage. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And I'm telling you right now.
Forced government.
I'm telling you right now. Restaurants are introducing this labor surcharge. They're nuts. They're going to destroy their businesses. People are going to decide they don't have money for those, quote, extra things, those treat me like a king ideas. They're going to decide that the bread and circus just doesn't play anymore as Americans are brought closer and closer and closer to financial ruin due to belligerent, out-of-control taxation, hidden tax called inflation, and surcharges. People are sick of it. So restaurants, if you want to be successful, my advice is don't do it. Find a way to decrease your labor costs, but also find a way to deliver a more personal experience. And that's what people are looking for right now. They're looking for a more personal experience.
You mean they're looking for service?
Yes,
they're looking
sir.
For, you know, somebody who will make them feel good and
exactly
deliver
what
a good
I'm
quality
about.
Product?
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, that's a new thing in America, isn't it?
And if you think you can have a robot that might come up and hit me in the head trying to put my plate on the table and kill me, and I'm going to be cool with that, good luck. All right. If you think that you could have a nice, you know, lady or a nice gentleman come up, you know, and serve me and be polite and make me feel like the dining out experience makes sense, then I'm interested. If you give me garbage food delivered by a robot or if you, I'm going to stay home and make my own food. Okay, I'm telling you right now. And so my advice to these people is deliver and experience an unforgettable one based on customer service. And if these people want a book to read, okay, because I'm gonna really help out with solutions, then you got to read the book called Delivering Happiness.
Yeah, good point.
All right, and that's by the Zappos guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
And the Zappos CEO wrote the book. Anyway, it's an incredible book, and it talks about the customer service. They called a shoe store and tried to order a pizza and they got one. Now that sounds like a joke, but it's real. And it just shows what level of customer service they'll go to. And I'm telling you that the job market's a change and don't mistake that at all. Disruption is here. Don't mistake that either. But the idea that Americans could still participate, that there are jobs that's forward thinking, it's high tech, that there's new jobs not even thought about before in yesteryear, and that the digital revolution is here, no doubt about it. But you can adapt. You can change. Snopes is going away. Target's going away. McDonald's, if they keep attacking Donald Trump, trust you, me, will eventually be going away. Chick-fil-A and others that back Christian causes is here to stay because they deliver an incredible experience. And restaurants, don't you dare introduce a labor surcharge. I'm telling you right now, you'll wish you hadn't. Trust me, write it down, and remember who told you first. Now, while you're hanging out on a flight, Kurt, I don't know what you want to think about this, but Martin Perry writes the piece, while you're heading to Australia on a flight, beware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my computer's not responding properly, but
I'm trying to
remember this story.
You got to
upgrade
your computer, but here's the headline. Yeah. It'll help you remember.
It's a pretty upgrade.
Headphone batteries.
You like this one. You're the one that got it for me. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Now I remember. So the this lady, she's on a plane, and she basically realizes that it's kind of hot.
She decided not to go to the Outback Steakhouse. She decided to go to the Outback for reals. is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and basically the bottom line is her headphones caught on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is a Yahoo piece. The headphone batteries explode on flight to Australia. You think that you had trouble because you had one of those Samsung deals. But anyway, this woman whose headphones caught fire on a plane suffered burns on her face and hands. Australian officials reported this as they warned about the dangers of battery-operated devices in flight. The passenger was listening to music, must have been a hot song, on her own battery-operated headphones as she dozed about 2 hours into the trip from Beijing to Melbourne when there was a loud explosion. Yeah. As I went to turn around, I felt burning on my face, she told officials. She said, I just grabbed my face, which caused the headphones to go around my neck. I continued to feel burning, so I grabbed them off and threw them on the floor. They were sparking and had small amounts of fire. Ooh. Flight attendants rushed to help and poured a bucket of water on the headphones. I wonder where they had a bucket on the plane of water.
Hey, Kurt, I thought you're not supposed to use water on a electric fire, Kurt. Is that,
well,
am I confused,
Sam,
on
this
that?
This is an airplane. You can use whatever you want. But the battery and its cover had both melted and stuck to the floor. Pictures show the woman, who was not named, I guess her mom never gave her a name, with a blackened face and neck and blisters on her hands. Woo! She'll be on Oprah pretty soon. Fellow passengers had to endure the smell of melted plastic, burnt electronics, and singed hair for the remainder of the flight. They should have just dropped down those breathing things and had everybody breathe that way. People were coughing and choking the entire way home, they said. As the range of products using batteries grows, the potential for in-flight issues increases, they say. So anyway, what do you say about this, Sam?
I say that a new job might become test batteries to the umpth degree so they don't blow up plan in the new digital economy. You might be trained to be a battery, you know, investigative technician to find out why it blew up. You might be somebody that would test to decrease the likelihood.
A battery investigative technician, you're a bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. It's better than the other one.
All I'm telling you is write it down. There's going to be new jobs. And McDonald's, I agree with Kurt, you're going down. McDonald's tweets to President Trump, you're actually a disgusting excuse of a president. Wow. I don't think that's the way they ought to go about it. Mickey D's, you're going down, you and all the rappers. You rarely can best the Donald, folks. Just get used to it. I know you don't like that, but get used to it. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Our websites, donate and get involved today, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com, libertynewsradio.com. This nation shall endure.